One of the things you have to do in the morning is get a hold of your thoughts. That's why we have devotionals. That's why we take time to pray. It's so important. The Bible talks about how our thoughts form the things that we do and our habits. So let's talk about a new book that's just been released called Brainwashed, Overcoming Toxic Thoughts and Taking Back Control of Your Mind. The author is Manny Arango, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Manny.
Hey, how are you today?
Very, very good. Thanks for joining us. So give us a bit of background about you. You're a teaching pastor?
Yes, currently I'm a teaching pastor in Dallas, Texas at an amazing church entitled Social Dallas. I was a youth pastor for about 10 years before that. And so this is my first go-round with adults. So I'm having a blast, me and my wife and my son. And we love God's Word, and we love teaching people the Bible.
Now, in writing this book, you must have an understanding that a lot of our problems and things that we might need help with originate with our thoughts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, probably the past 13 years that I've been in ministry, I've encountered people, you know, and myself and my wife, our family, you know, that struggle with insecure thoughts or anxious thoughts or suicidal thoughts or depressing thoughts or thoughts of comparison or overthinking, you know, whatever form of thought those are. I've kind of seen and experienced in my own personal life the damage that can be done when we entertain the wrong thoughts, but the fruit that can come out of our life when we really take hold of our mind and use it as a tool that God's intended it to be.
Mm. Now, we read in the Bible, I believe it's in Romans, we talk about renewing our mind. Can you talk a little bit about that? Is that kind of what you're going for too?
Absolutely, yeah. We kind of took a play on words there with brainwashed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the world definitely wants to brainwash us in the negative sense. Culture wants to brainwash in a negative sense. You know, I grew up in a pretty toxic family of origin. I know that's not everybody's story, but my dad struggled with an addiction for a lot of my life. And my mom was pregnant with my older sister when she was 13 years old. My mom had to drop out of middle school. And so I just grew up with a very, very toxic environment that did want to brainwash me, wanted to brainwash me with victim mentality, wanted to brainwash me with all kinds of, you know, negative thoughts. Poverty mentality. However, the Bible wants to cleanse our minds. So taking that word brainwash and kind of flipping it on its head and saying, well, God doesn't want to control your mind like a dictator. He doesn't want to brainwash you like you're hypnotized. He actually wants you to take back control of your mind so that you can surrender it to Him. You can't surrender anything to Him if it's under the control of anxiety or fear or worry or any other mindset that is what I would say is a product of the mind of Adam and not the mind of Christ.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because you start the book off that way, going right back to the source where you just say, hey, let's understand the first man's thought patterns and then you launch off into that. What's one thing we need to understand about Adam's mindset?
Oh my gosh, Adam, the first step, there's kind of like this three-layered process. The first step is that Adam chooses to not trust God. He entertains a thought about God. This is not true. And there's a domino effect that's kicked off right there. He believes that God, you know, has this fruit that he's holding out on him in Eve. Mm. That this is, of course, a God that can't be trusted because he's not giving the full picture. He's withholding information. And so the moment that they entertain a thought about God is not true, it means that they can no longer obey God. Because a lot of us don't have a disobedience problem, we have a distrust problem. Well, inevitably, the next thing that happens is if we entertain thoughts about God that aren't true, we can no longer entertain thoughts about ourselves that are true, because we only exist in relationship to God. We find identity only in relationship to who God is. And so then, you know, he gets fig leaves. He wants to hide. He's aware of his nakedness. He's not aware in a good sense. He's ashamed and he's scared and his mind is full of negative thoughts about himself. And then that inevitably leads to the third domino falling, which he then blames Eve for this problem, this disaster that has befallen them.
Yeah.
Which means your thoughts about God always influence your thoughts about yourself. And your thoughts about yourself always influence your thoughts about other people.
It's a book that will help you get your mind straight and wrapped around God's word instead of everything else. It's called Brainwashed, Overcoming Toxic Thoughts and Take Back Control of Your Mind. Manny Arango is the author, and he's been with us this morning. Thanks, Manny.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.